Kesey says he's happy to be back in town and back at Capital Regional.
I was in Tallahassee from 2013 to 15, and, so have some perspective, but obviously some things have changed.
One change is the overall growth in the community during those few short years, and Kesey says that means he'll be hiring more staff at the hospital.
Already recruiting a couple of cardiologists, recruiting primary care physicians and general surgeons and others, and I think that's going to be a benefit to the community as well as the hospital over time.
An even bigger challenge is the present shortage of qualified nurses. So Kesey says his hospital is trying to fill that need by taking on some of the training itself.
One is called a STAR RN program, which is essentially an accelerated development cohort of newly licensed RNs that get didactic and on-the-job training in their specific areas that they might focus in on within the hospital. So, for example, an emergency room, labor and delivery, some medical surgical floors. And we've seen better retention of nurses that go through that program,
while at the same time working to get more nurses into the hiring pipeline.
We have great partnerships with TCC, FAMU, and FSU, and recently increased our scholarship for TCC nursing students up to $8,000 over the course of their tenure there. And we also just announced a $15,000 sign-on bonus for nurses who are relocating and join the community.
Meanwhile, Kesey says the physical footprint of Capital Regional Medical Center keeps growing.
I'm excited to pick up the torch relative to two new access points for freestanding ERs off North Monroe and I-10, and then one down in Southwood.
All of this, Kesey says, to meet the region's relentless need for ever more healthcare services.
We treated over 150,000 patients last year between our various access points, and that continues to grow. And we hit all-time highs due to the flu epidemic, I'll call it, this past winter season in our emergency departments in Gadsden County and here in Tallahassee. And I think the medical demand continues to grow. And so there's going to be a multitude of access points to grow, freestanding ERs, primary care clinics. We have primary care clinics in Chattahoochee, down in Crawfordville, and other locations. And there just continues to be more demand than there are resources at the moment.
And from a purely personal perspective, Kesey says it feels like a comfortable homecoming.
Just grateful to be back in Tallahassee. My wife and children will be here soon. I'm been a bachelor for a week and not sure I like it. And excited to be here with the team and the hospital and get really integrated back into the community.
The return of Alan Kesey, now the Chief Executive Officer at Capital Regional Medical Center. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.